Guzuleman is on the line. Secretary, good morning.
Good morning, Jake, and I'm sorry I didn't get the
Arlene de la
name
Cruz.
Of the,
Arlene de la Cruz.
Arlene. Hi, Arlene. Hello, Arlene and Jake. Good morning.
This is Banner Story, and we were discussing about the latest survey result of Pulse Asia saying that the approval rating and trust rating of the president has dipped down. And putting it in context, there was another survey issued by the Social Weather Station indicating that around nearly 12 million Filipinos say that they feel they are still poor, and many of them are in the category of food poor. And we're wondering what happened to the conditional cash transfer program of the government with this survey result, Madam Secretary.
The conditional cash transfer is ongoing. It's being implemented. The 3.9 million families who are benefiting from it. And at this point, we are keeping the children in school and keeping them healthy. I think benefits of this program, malalaman po natin at mararamdaman sa medium term pag sila ay nakatapos na ng high school. Mm. Subalit, meron ding immediate result na makikita sa pamamagitan ng pagkakaroon ng mahigit 7 milyong mga bata na na-immunize sa polio. Ibig sabihin, hindi na po sila magkakaroon ng panganib na sila ay magkakasakit. More than 8 million children are dewormed. So, ibig sabihin, mas malusog sila at mas makakapag-aral sila dahil ang kanilang kinakain ay pumupunta sa sustansya ng kanilang katawan.
Mm-hmm.
At nagkakaroon po ng regular check-up ang 3.9 million households every month, kasi ang compliance po namin ngayon ay nasa 95% to 97%
wow.
ng mga miyembro po.
Mm-hmm.
Ngayon, yung pong sinasabing yung bilang ng nagsabing sila ay mahirap, tinignan ko po yung results ng SWS. Consistent po yan for the last surveys, 2013, kahit 2012, nasa 50 to 55% po ang nagsasabi. And talagang yun po yung hamon na makita ano pa yung pwedeng gawin, lalong-lalo na sa mga nasalantaan po ng bagyo. So,
mm-hmm.
tingnan, kasi nakita ko yung bilang ng kanilang respondents ay dumami, 1,500 yung ginamit nila ngayon. At dinagdala nila yung mga lugar na dinaanan po ng mga iba't ibang klaseng sakuna. So, sa akin hong pagtingin, isa hong factor palagay ko na mas maraming nagsasabi na sila'y nahirapan o naghihirap, gawa nga din po ng mga unos na dumating sa buhay nila.
At saka ma'am, I think one of the positive explanations that you were able to explain is the fact that yung COA finding, they say that there was a missing 7,792 families. From what I gathered, that was already negated because totally na-explain ninyo na hindi naman ito nawawala, kundi these are actual people who have been getting benefits under the CCT. So, na-clear kayo dun sa COA report na yun. Ganun po ba, ma'am?
Opo, yes, yes, Jake. That's 7,780 against 3.9 million beneficiaries. And napakita din namin sa kanila na nakalista ho yun sa National Household Targeting System, and tunay ng mga tao ho yun. Yung mga taong nakalista na sa tingin nila was not in the list of the National Household Targeting System for Poverty Reduction.
So, importante po yun because, you know, there are a lot of... Magkano na po ba ngayon ang conditional cash transfer budget ninyo? Nasa 40 million na? 40 billion?
For 2014, 62 billion po.
62 billion. So, yun ang sinasabi ho natin, madam, napakalaki po niyan. And a lot of people continue to focus on you and try to find some problems with how you run this 62 billion pesos a year direct payment to our people. So... what do you say to these challenges, madam? Di ba?
Well, we welcome proposals, suggestions on how we can improve the system po. Palagay ko, hindi naman ho, we can never have a perfect system. So, lahat po nang nagsasabi na ito yung kailangan gawin, maganda po sigurong magbigay po kayo ng konkretong solusyon kung paano po natin mai-increase ang efficiency ng amin pong mga systems in place. Kasi ito pong systems na ito, naka-IT-based lahat ang aming database. And so, kung may mga systems persons po dyan na sa tingin na may pauunla rin pa ang mga ini-implement namin system, welcome po yun to propose to us and suggest to us.
But Ma'am Secretary, in your department, there is, I'm assuming, what you call internal evaluation of your system and in the actual implementation of programs. On your part, what are the aspects that needs to be improved in the betterment of the dispensation of the services intended for the people?
So this is for CCT?
Yes, for CCT.
You're asking, yes.
Yes.
So for CCT, there are three levels of monitoring and evaluation. Internally, we have our compliance verification system, which is the basis for the payout. That means we work with DepEd and DOH, where they tell us the attendance or absence of the enrolled children, and DOH tells us the visit or the attendance of the families into the rural health units. That's actually a physical paper that's encoded at the level of the municipality by our hired personnel, and that goes all the way to the national office, which then is the basis for the payment kasi nga naka-database yun. The second monitoring is an evaluation. Our NGOs and people's organizations, CSOs, who actually do a monitoring of our program. And the third, the World Bank ADB hire two kinds of institutions to do. One, a spot check, so that's done twice a year. And second, impact evaluation, that's done every 2 years. So we're actually done with data gathering for the second impact evaluation, and we will have the results of that by middle of the year, because the respondents for the second impact evaluation is at the level of, I think, 5,000 to 6,000 respondents nationwide to check on the implementation as well as the impact. So are we doing what we said we are supposed to do, which is to disperse funds for children so that they're kept in school and kept healthy? And second, what's the impact of that?
Yes.
So that's the second impact evaluation. The first one indicated that we are on track.
So who is doing the impact?
2011.
Ma'am, impact evaluation will be conducted by SWS, right? I think last year they did a study on that.
Yes. Impact evaluation is funded by World Bank and ADB, and ang nanalo po nung bidding is Social Weather Station to do the actual data. So, yan ho yung independent sa amin na tumitingin, and as I said, on the spot checks and on the first impact evaluation, ang feedback po is that we are on track. The area for improvement, dun sa tanong mo, Arlene, is to enhance and improve our ability to reach the far-flung areas so that the beneficiaries hindi na po pupunta at gagastos ng pamasahe, because we're an archipelago. So with Land Bank, nag-increase kami ng conduits, which means Land Bank does a due diligence, and sila yung nakikipagkontrata sa tax cooperatives, remittance services, and FIPOS. Dahil hindi naman kaya ng Land Bank i-disburse ito just them, kasi walang ATM, and yung what we call over-the-counter, they would prefer to contract that out to, as I said, rural bank cooperatives, remittance services such as MLulier and GCash of Globe, and Philippine Post.
Okay. Have you identified the provinces or the areas where these far-flung areas are located? Like, are they coastal areas, upland communities?
Both. We have island municipalities, We have coastal municipalities. We have island barangays. We have mountain barangays and mountain towns. The Cordillera, for example, the Davao provinces, the Compostela Valley areas, are with hard-to-reach areas that are really on the top of the mountains. Kasi mga beneficiaries, close okay. 200 to 300 indigenous
peoples. Madam Secretary, so right now, after the 7,800 names were cleared, there are no double or triple entries anymore in the list of CCT beneficiaries as of this point. You've checked that out already, madam.
We have checked that out, but we still receive complaints about duplicates and or hindi sila nakakatanggap. And if we check yung mga bagong registrants na pinapasok, lalo na yung what we call revalidated data. Kasi nung nangyari yung Sendong, nung nangyari ang Pablo, and now we're doing this also in
LPA.
Ilanda, we're doing a revalidation. Ibig sabihin, yung mga hindi dating nakalista, dahil hindi sila mahirap, ay mahirap na ngayon. So, nagdadagdag po kami ng pangalan. Mm. And kung minsan, may error po kami dun sa pagpasok ng pangalan. Nagdodoble or hindi kompleto yung pangalan. It's not the accurate name. So, even if they registered, they complain to us na hindi nila nakukuha yung benefit. So, those are the kinds of grievances that we get.
Wala pong problema yung ganun because these are legitimate beneficiaries. Pero ang question and the apprehension always, almost of people, always of people, yung pagpasok ng mga non-eligible, mayaman, okay, empleyado ng gobyerno na nakapasok o dyan sa listahan ninyo, wala na ho tayo, okay, ay political protege o hawak ng barangay o kaya hawak ng liberal o nung anong partido, wala na pong ganon na nakapasok ng mga non-eligible beneficiaries.
Sa ngayon ho, the complaints on that is minimal if at all. I don't think may mga ganong complaints. Nung unang dating ho kami, 2010, naglinis ho kami. And actually, mahigit 80,000 or close to 100,000, I think, ang naalis na namin sa listahan. So, nag-alis ho kami dahil either duplicate or a small percentage, I think about 20%, hindi makapag-comply sa kasunduan.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, madam, I understand ongoing pa rin yung one-strike policy ninyo against DSWD employees who will, will try to distort or make problems with the CCT program. Tuloy pa po ba yun, yung one-strike policy?
Opo, lalo na kung ang kanyang... if it is an issue of integrity or an issue of politicking, alisin ho sila muna bago iimbestigahan.
But so far, have we initiated proceedings against anyone in the DSWD since the time that you implemented this one-strike policy?
Yes, we suspended 3, and I think we fired 2, if I'm not mistaken.
And there are new cases.
3 and then three suspended and then 2 were fired.
2 were fired.
Yes. So,
ano po ito? Sa probinsya po ito? Probinsya Metro Manila.
Huwag na natin sabihin. Probinsya.
Probinsya po. Yun,
pero I was about to say na usually in both cases, yung sinuspend at na-fire, nangyayari ho yan pag malapit ng eleksyon.
Ayun, nagpo-politiking sila. Anyway, ma'am, alam namin you're too busy, but right now there are about 20 people already who were killed in the rains and floods in Mindanao.
Region 11.
Busy na naman kayo. So what are the initiatives of the DSWD along those lines, madam?
Actually, tatlong region po yun, Caraga 10 and 11. It involves 10 provinces, 5 cities, 53 municipalities and 240 barangays. 26,954 families ang apektado. That translates to about 128,981 families. Meron po tayong 230 evacuation centers that houses 20,700 86 families or 99,000 individuals. Ang pinakamarami pong evacuation centers ay nasa Caraga. Ang kasunod ay sa 11, sa Caraga 138, sa 11, 79, and tatlo po sa Region 10. So, tuloy-tuloy po yung natin sa probinsya sa pamamagitan po ng augmentation ng ating regional offices. So, sa Region 11 po, 1.3 million worth of relief assistance ang naibigay na po natin dagdag ho sa sa gawa ng probinsya at saka ng munisipyo. Kasi kailangan po nating unawain na wala pa ho tayo sa ikalawang linggo pa lang ho ng bagong taon.
Okay.
So, ang calamity fund ng lahat ng local government unit ay intact pa. So yun po yung ginagamit dahil ang lokal na pamahalaan po ay ang first responder sa mga ganitong sitwasyon po.
Sige po, madam. Alam, I know we've asked you a lot of questions. At least you cleared most of the questions that we've asked. Thank you very much. Unless there is some other initiative that you did that you would like the public to know, nasa inyo po pagkakataon, madam.
Una, maraming salamat po sa pagkakataon magpaliwanag. Atin na lang pong siguraduhin na kung kayo po ay nasa mga areas na inuulan sa ngayon, pag meron pong panawagan na maglumikas o umalis po sa lugar ninyo, makiugnay po tayo at makiisa sapagkat ayaw po natin malagay sa panganib ang mga buhay ng inyong pamilya.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maraming salamat
Secretary,
po sa inyo.
Secretary, good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. Maraming salamat.
Every news matters. Both sides should be heard. Every question should